this on the spot. No,
Well, we did put in loving memory of my grandfather and Dennis's friend that he lost, making the last record, or making the last single. I still think it's crazy the first two things we recorded for Alisana at this studio, somebody's lost somebody very close to them. I think there's two different ways you can look at death that way. You can either look at the pain and the loss, or look at the memory and the celebration of life.
Well, it's the POA, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And something like this, at least for me, you know, immortalizes the people we've lost. And my grandfather had passed away in the middle of tracking this EP.
It's crazy.
So while I guess the song is inspired both by both Dennis's loss and mine, structured the lyrics so that they're as if my grandmother was writing my grandfather a letter after he passed away. So.
But you said it's uplifting, right?
Right. It's all in the eye of the beholder, I think. For me, it's uplifting. For some, it may not be. And like with any songs you write, whether they're based on stories or they're based on experience, the idea and the hope is that somebody will find meaning in the lyrics for themselves. I don't even want, with our lyrics, I don't want people to find our inspiration and our meaning. I want them to find their own within the words. You know, but it's all about how they want to spin the words and whether or not the song is about the pain of the loss or the celebration of the memory.
Yeah.
Well, I think we can probably get it in one take, and we can always go back and dub the vocals in at the bridge.
I mean, it's emotional, right?
Yeah, I just want the sound as organic as we can get it.
Cool. Let's see what you sound like.
Cool, man. I'll be ready.
lost without yours to hold.